Hey, Donna.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Wow, the excitement in this room is incredible. This is a very special day, and to get us started with the invocation, Perry Allen.
All right, oh God, Governor of the Universe, promoting an active interest in good government and civic affairs is one of the purposes of our optimistic organization. Help us never forget that the freedoms we enjoy have been fought and died for those whom we can never repay. As a tribute to them, let them not take these freedoms for granted. Let us guard them jealously and encourage others to understand that we all must continue the fight for freedom in large and small ways every day. Move us as optimists to inspire our youth to become involved in the governments and their community. Show us how we can help them gain the judgment to determine what is right and what is wrong, for they will be the governors of the future. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
Play ball.
Mr. Carrington, Governor Carrington, as is our new tradition with this club, we will start out the morning with a moment of levity, if he's prepared.
I have one.
I don't think I am. Okay. Do you have one for me?
Okay, this is for your president. A man is at work.
Hey!
A man is at work one day when he notices that his male co-worker is wearing an earring. This man knows his co-worker to be a normally conservative fellow and is curious about his sudden change in fashion sense. Yo, Bob, I didn't know you were into earrings. Oh, yeah, sure, says Bob sheepishly. Really? How long have you been wearing one? Ever since my wife found it in our bed.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
That is
funny. You want Bryce?
All right. We have a number of guests today, some of them via special invitation, and I'm going to introduce the special invitation guests, but first I'd like to know who brought a guest, other than the guests that I brought. Tom?
I have a guest. He joined us a couple of weeks ago, took a look at us, thought about us, and he came back. He said he even brought his checkbook with him. And so I'd like to introduce again my friend Tom Seaman.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Thanks very much. I told Tom I got part of this application filled out and I drove up here today and realized there was a whole backside that I had to look at it, Tom, but I do have my check today.
Yeah, hi, I've got a guest this morning. His name is Michael Colalancia. He's a co-worker friend of mine, and he was just curious why I stormed into work a couple hours later.
Every day.
Yeah, I don't know what. He didn't have a very good excuse before, so at least now I know he's been spending his time with a bunch of
crazy.
Gentlemen, yes. Nice, upstanding, optimistic gentlemen.
Nice to say.
Yeah, I see. And it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I also have a personal guest. Her name is Debbie Reinberg. She is the proprietor of Elder Resources and Elder Resolutions. Debbie?
Yay, Debbie!
So say what? Thank you for inviting me. I was hungry.
all about myself. Elder Resolutions, Elder Resources, I work on behalf of older adults. And you can define older adult any age you'd like. And I have been married to this guy for 12 years. And occasionally I come over here to see what he does on Friday mornings.
Is he wearing an earring?
She was out of town during the installation dinner, so this is sort of a makeup. Other invited guests? Okay, well then I would like to introduce the president of the new Front Range American Cancer Society Optimist Club, which we sponsored, Warren Colson. Yay!
Well, it's an honor to be here, and I've been here before, and I always enjoy this. And our new group is coming along very nicely. We're getting a lot of support from your existing members, and really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Warren is a business associate of our own great member, Paul Stratton, with Edward Jones. And we have our past governor, Donna Priester, who will be talking to us a little bit later, but I wanted to welcome Donna to our meeting this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's always a joy to be here. Even if it is
6:45
in the morning. That's
okay. I love it. You guys are great. About who? Joe. I didn't see you come in. Past governor and secretary treasurer of the district this year, Joe Priester.
Somebody had to get the coffee for my past governor wife. I'm glad to be here. This new club, I'm also a charter member of this Front Range. We call it FRACSOC for those that like acronyms. So at any rate, we're going to be doing great in this club. And this guy here, by the way, is the primary mover, as you probably already know, of that forming that club, and we really appreciate his efforts.
Thank you, Joe. I know, I'm getting there. That's where I was headed. And Sharon Foster is past lieutenant governor. She is a driver of, Brain Bowl in the Academy Optimist Club in Colorado Springs, which are, as are Joe and Donna. And I invited Sharon here today. Now this requires a little explanation. This is camaraderie day. When did you ever require an explanation? We invited our friends of Optimists of Monaco South here today to come be our guests. And Donna Priester is a brand new friend of Optimists of Monaco South. Sharon Foster is a brand new friend of Optimists of Monaco South. Joe, I don't think you are, right? Joe's just our friend. So first, a few words from our tremendous friend, Sharon.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, let me say, you've got a lively group here. Oh, yeah, lots of fun. I thought we were lively, but wow. Lots of energy here, lots of friendly faces. It's been fun. I know quite a few people in your club, and you know, I've been friends with many of them for years. And I love the things that you guys do for the kids in your community. So I want to thank you for that. Some wonderful projects. And, you know, when I had an opportunity to become a friend, my gosh, I just could not pass it up. So thank you for welcoming me as a friend of your club. And I look forward to selling some Christmas trees on your lot, because I don't just write checks, okay? I have relationships, all right? So thank you. And let's hang out.
What's up? All right, Sharon. Now, Sharon's a very humble person. And what she didn't mention is she has a title come holiday season. And I want to get the title right, so I'm going to let you tell them what it is.
Well, rumor has it, you know, you can imagine someone in this room from our club plays Santa Claus. I wonder who. And when we were coming up with characters, our big fundraiser is we partner with the COG. It's the Santa Train. So the COG pays us to be North Pole characters, and when I joined the club, I'm thinking, we have elves, we have soldiers, and I'm like, wow, what, you know, if I'm going to be an elf, hey, I'm going to be the queen. Because if you're going to be an elf, you might as well be royalty. So on the Santa train, oh snap, I am the elf queen. So you got to see my getup. Come on down to the con. By the way, this year we're really in need of elves because instead of 25 trains, we're doing 50 trains. So if anybody wants to come on down in the weekend, and I'm looking for a new king, by the way, anyone from the ages of, I don't know, 25 to 55, come on down, see me, I'm interviewing. So let's talk.
Well, that rules me out. I have a few other guests to introduce. Before I do that, I'd like to know, are there any other friends of Optimus, friends of the Monument South Club that are here today? Did I miss anyone that's a friend? Okay, did I miss anyone else that's a member of our brand new club, the Front Range American Cancer Society Optimist Club? Randy Marco is a new member. Okay, he's a charter member. I'm a charter member. Governor Phil is a charter member. Past Governor Donna is a charter member. Past Governor Joe is a charter member. So these people don't just start something and run away. They put their energy and commitment to making it happen. Now, I'd also like to introduce our Lieutenant Governor, Jeanette McDonald. Anything you say to us, Jeanette? Thompson McDonald. Thompson.
Jeanette Thompson.
Sing the song for us.
That's right. Well, I don't have my partner here. So didn't she sing with us? Yeah, Nelson Eddy is here. So, anyway, I'm very happy to be here and very enthused about our latest club in Zone 8. Just a heads up, we are going to be having a Super Zone meeting on November 3rd. It'll just be a Saturday morning, about 9 to 12. So we'll just get in there and hit things hard and then take care of business and be on. But it's always a joy to come and visit everyone because, after all, I am the sweetheart of Monaco South. Right.
Brandon, you want to admit anything there? Okay. And our good friend Annette Cohen from the Tamarack Club is here, and we're going to bring Annette back up in a few minutes for a special presentation. But I wanted
to know why you dragged her out of bed.
She will find out why I dragged her out of bed in a few minutes. Did I miss any guests? Whew! Okay, I'd also like to welcome some members we haven't seen in a little while. Todd Olson, welcome back. Barry, I think it's been a few weeks. Barry Barker. Oh gosh, who else? There's so many people here this morning.
I'm back.
Neil. Alan McCall. And Neil, where is Neil? Neil Alderson, all right. Westman YMCA. Excellent. Anyone else we haven't seen in a while? It's your chance to have your 2 seconds of fame. Okay. Tom Hoke is here. That's, well, Tom's been here. And by the way, speaking of Tom Hoke, did all of you see the video that got sent out, the link to it along with the gums this week? What a tremendous video. Tom went around and interviewed so many club members who extended their best wishes to our piano player, Ron Gutru, who has moved to, what, Iowa, Nebraska? So, if you haven't seen that video, click on the link. It is absolutely tremendous, even if it's you guys. My part's tremendous, but even if it's you guys, it's great. Okay, Annette, would you please come up here? Annette was married to Stan Cohen, who was president of this club from 2000, I think it was 2000 to 2001. I think I'm pretty close if I haven't heard exactly. And Annette is a tremendous participant and supporter of Optimism. She is in the Tamarack Club. She comes and helps out at the district quarterly conferences, as she did this last weekend in Colorado Springs. And we have something. This is a scrapbook that Stan kept when he was president. This is amazing. It is the most fascinating scrapbook. There's no reason for this to gather dust here. This should be in your hands. And I'm sure you would like to share it for those who want to come take a look. This is an amazing scrapbook. So Annette,
okay, I did that scrapbook.
You did the scrapbook. Yes. Within your career.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for coming and joining us. All I said to Annette is, would you please come to the meeting Friday? There's a little something I want to give you.
A little.
Couple certificates to give out to charter members of our FRACSOC, Front Range American Cancer Society Optimist Club. Randy, something about going to a referees meeting on Tuesday. Wasn't with us at our meeting this last Tuesday. And Dr. Bob, who is also a charter member of our club. And this certificate recognizes that. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for helping us out, joining us. By the way, speaking of clubs and charter members and friends of Optimists, you may not know this, but we are going to be a distinguished club this year. We got to the honor club status at the last moment by ending up plus one, and key reasons for that were because Donna Priester and Sharon Foster joined us as Friends of Optimists right at the end of the year. So thank you very much, Donna and Sharon. I don't know where they were. Oh, yeah. This past weekend was the first quarter district conference, the first conference under Governor Phil Parrington's regime. I thought it was a pretty strong conference, and I was glad to see quite a number of people from this club there. I did this from memory, so I'm going to read these names of people who were at least part of the conference, and then I'm going to ask for anybody I missed. So, Lieutenant Governor Mark Matavia, Don St. John, Donley Smith, Paul Bernard, Ron Sisko, the official list. Governor Phil Parrington, Lieutenant Governor Randy Markov, Fred Pasternak, Alan Pierce, Carl Guile, George Busick, Andy McKean, Tom Overton, myself, and here's the actual list, and we'll see how well I did. Joe Markey, I don't know if I mentioned Joe, and I think that was it. So thank you for continuing to support the activities of the district. One thing I've learned over the last couple of years is that optimism is a much bigger world than optimism than just coming here on Friday mornings and eating and having a drawing and socializing and talking about a few projects. And that bigger world is Optimist International and everything that goes on, and the district is a very important part of that. So those of you who haven't kept up with district activities, haven't been to the conferences, November 3rd is our Super Zone in Littleton. I really encourage you to take a look at it as I have, because my eyes have opened. I've grown tremendously in the last few years just by being involved and getting a better sense of what we do on behalf of the kids. And you meet a lot of great people. I mean, just like the Brain Bowl, you know, it's a district activity. And it's just an incredible event. All right, is Dan Hugo here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dan?
He's over there.
Okay, standing room only today. I've just got to mention, sort of on a personal note, you know that Bob Hugo, our past governor, is in a facility in Littleton. It's a memory unit, and if you haven't visited Bob, I encourage you to do it. He loves to give tours, and he's doing pretty well. There's a little bit of an issue. He has long-term care insurance. It doesn't kick in yet. And the family is in a bit of a bind, and some of us have taken it on ourselves to help out as best that we can. And we started a fund to help him get through the hump for the first month and a half to 2 months. We've had two donors from this club step forward, and one contributed $500, another contributed $1,000. I'm not suggesting that you need to do that or should do that. We're very grateful for those people who step forward on behalf of Bob. And if you would like to contribute anything to help with this during this early going, Greg Young is collecting the money. He has the envelope. And please see Dan. Dan, wave your hand again. Talk to Dan. He'll fill you in, and he'll tell you about how Bob is doing. So please feel free. I'm hoping we have a lot of things going on today. It's camaraderie day. I'm hoping to have at least a few minutes for camaraderie. At that point, perhaps you can talk to Dan if you're so inclined. We had a board meeting this last Wednesday night. Our next board meeting is being moved up a week. We usually meet the third Wednesday of each month, but this next month, that would be the day before Thanksgiving. So we will be meeting on Wednesday, November 14th at the usual place at Councilwoman Peggy Lehman's office on Poplar, in case you're interested. Reminder that anyone is welcome and invited to come to our board meetings. You do not have to be a board member. Now, speaking about the board, we developed a vacancy this week. Steve Cady done wonderful things for this club. He cannot make board meetings. He's working, and we appreciate Steve's participation. Steve, where are you? Oh, no. Yeah. And I know that Steve is going to continue doing projects and such. I had to inform him. I found it was pretty difficult to serve as a director if you can't make the meetings. We have pretty good discussions, important discussions there. And I'm pleased to announce that we have a replacement. He has to be voted on by the board at the next meeting per our bylaws, but I don't really see a problem with that because Michael Chavez has stepped up. Michael, where are you?
Yeah!
Somewhere in the back is Michael Chavez, so thank you, Michael. Oh, he's hiding this way. Okay, hiding behind Bob. At our board meeting Wednesday night, we approved our budget for the 2012-2013 year. We approved revised policies. We talked about our no-brainer. Everybody know what the no-brainer is?
Brain ball.
It's not your president. It's the brain ball. We are going to be doing a mini brain ball this year for fourth and fifth graders. The brain ball, which we have three regional tournaments and a championship every year, is for sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. This is a trivia type of game, a knowledge bowl kind of type of game where teams of up to five face off against one another. There was a pilot program conducted last year in Littleton. Ralph Durgance from the Littleton Breakfast Club organized and put that on. He spoke to us Wednesday night. We're gung-ho on that. We'll be putting it together. We have invited the Tamarack Club to do it with us. And the president of the Tamarack Club, Lois Galloway, better half of our own member Keith Galloway, was there at the meeting along with the project's chair, Joy Kreminger. And further announcement is that Bryce Slaby has agreed to be co-chair of the no-brainer. Thank you, Bryce.
Wow.
And Jeanette and Annette, we are waiting to hear the results of the presentation to the Tamarack Club, and assuming Tamarack is aboard, we'll be looking for a co-chair from Tamarack. One who can put Bryce in his rightful place. Does anybody know anybody like that?
No.
Sue Slaby. Oh, yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer. Okay. Does anybody know where the spittoon is? We're going to resurrect something here we haven't done in a while. We're going to do some Happy Bucks. For those who don't know, Happy Bucks is an opportunity to put a dollar or more into the cuspidor and tell us what you're happy about today. The money goes for the Childhood Cancer Campaign. It's a great way to contribute money for the Optimus program in the state. Dottie Jeffries of Tamarack is the district chair.
Got the trash can.
For a Childhood Cancer Campaign. So, who would like to start us out on Happy Bucks?
I will.
I'm happy for our new member, Barry Allen, for not only standing up and doing the invocation today, but for getting a job! Yeah!
I'm happy that we had enough tables and chairs for everybody today. Well, what a morning. Unbelievable. And thank you for everybody coming to the conference.
Hey, good morning. I am happy about my St. Louis Cardinals on the verge of going to another World Series.
Yay!
I don't hear the fat lady singing.
Not yet. I'm happy for my wife, Donna, who has served your district as governor this last year and has stepped up and really outdid herself in a leadership role that I know at the beginning of the year she did not feel comfortable with, but by the end of the year, as you all know, she felt very comfortable in those shoes.
And I am happy that my wife has come to see me make a fool of myself once again in front of you all.
Every week.
I'm happy I have my sixth grandchild this week, a little girl born on Wednesday, 6 pounds, 13 ounces, 19 and a half inches.
I'm happy I have three great grandsons now.
All right, anyone else? Oh.
chase him, John.
I'm okay. Wow.
I'm happy.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I'm afraid of this one.
It's not really about you. I'm happy to be here. I'm also happy today is my dad's 81st birthday and happy he's doing very well.
I did. Childhood Cancer Campaign. Very good, guys.
I'm happy that the cabin that we've been remodeling, my son and I have been remodeling every weekend for the last year and a half, is done.
I'm happy I'm going to prison later today and doing some time at Canyon City.
Is Bob putting you in handcuffs?
I'm happy because I survived my 90th birthday party.
Yeah. Oh, this is camaraderie day. Okay, hold that thought.
I'm happy my granddaughter Lily, who's at Presbyterian St. Luke's on her 13th and going on her 14th week, is doing much better.
I'm happy that today being Super Citizen Day at Bradley, this is my second daughter's third time winning it. So.
I'm happy to report that my son is doing better. He's walking with a cane, and he expects to go skiing this year.
That's tremendous.
Well, I'm happy as always to be here and to just reacquaint myself with so many good friends, and I appreciate all you do for the district. So happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy. My son was down in Venezuela photographing. He's home.
I'm happy that the cabin that I went down to New Mexico and repaired every year for 20 some years has been sold.
I'm happy and thanks to Mr. Chavez here. I don't have to mess with getting, doing anything in my house that he's trying to sell for me this weekend.
Yeah. All right.
I'm happy, as I've always said, about grandchildren. I have three triplet granddaughters, and they're a little over 2 years old, and obviously I'm biased at the love of my life.
I'm happy to drop in a change from RT's Light Rail, a dollar coin, and pass along a thank you note from my wife and Kendra Black, who spoke last week.
Wonderful.
Well, Randy already told you I'm happy I have a job, but back in September when Randy came to me about joining the Optimist, somebody kept saying to me, be optimistic about looking for a job, be optimistic. So when he asked me to join, I said, well, that might be a clue. Be optimistic. So I was optimistic, and again, I'm very, very happy to have a job. And I'm glad I joined the Optimist.
And we are so happy that you did too. It's great having you. And Tom as well. Well, I'm just happy to be happy.
I sense a trend here.
I'd like to reintroduce Sean Mahaffey. He is going to be a member of our club. He was here last week. He and I are doing battle with my insurance company, so I need somebody on my side. I'll talk about citizenship a little later, if I may.
If we have time.
I'm happy I don't have a job. But I do. I do have an article in who gave this to me? Lynn, it was in the paper today.
Yes, sir, Dave.
It's all about Pasternak's Pawn Shops.
Pasternak's Pawn Shops.
Full-page articles. I'll read it. And I'm also happy we have a new club, the Cancer Optimist. What? Right.
I coined that term. Although I think Donna may have come up with the name. All right, anyone else?
Wow, okay. Where's John?
He's in the back now. He gave up.
I'll find him.
Being camaraderie day, I'm happy that Frank Middleton isn't here handing out the
I'm happy to be so damn good looking.
So if we spent the whole morning collecting money for Child Cancer Campaign and didn't have club announcements, that'd be all right? All right.
So in a week and a half, I'm going to get hugs and kisses from the sweetheart girl, my mother-in-law, 96 years old, and I'd be so happy to be back in Minnesota and see her.
Thank you, John. Okay. Did I get everyone?
I'm last.
Yep. I can barely pick this thing up.
I'm really happy that my three-year-old granddaughter's out of the hospital after suffering a virus that affected her brain, and she's making a full recovery.
Yeah, that's money to buy Paul Menard a mirror for his home.
Well, I want to thank Harry for reminding me that, indeed, as our custom on Camaraderie Day, we're going to do something special for our birthday people. And let's see, I see this month, birthdays, Ron Gustis, Bill Culbertson, Doug Morton.
Tell him to stand up.
Dick Cohen. Stand up, please, yes, when I call your name. Dick Cohen, John Schwick, Alan McCall, Dick Zolman, Jack Kleinhexel, Rich Ray, Robert Wardlaw, and if I missed anyone else, please stand up.
Harry,
happy 90th. So, in our very best tradition, in our sweetest voices, let's do the Monica South happy birthday song.
Happy
We have a note that was handed to me from Ann Rowe, our speaker last week, along with Kendra Black. She said, thank you for giving Kendra and me time to talk to you about DPS's 3A and 3B. Your questions and thoughts were great. And as always, your commitment to kids is second to none. Best, Ann Rowe. Thanks, Frank, for bringing that. We have a couple things we have to accomplish today, but first, let's get some member announcements. There's just important things coming up. So line up for member announcements. As is our custom, please keep it short. I've got the 1 minute timer going.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
On November 9th, we have our National Philanthropy Day Luncheon. We pass around the sign-up sheet for those who want to attend. It's $50. We got to buy the table this week or today. And if you have signed up, please give your check to Greg Young, made out to Monaco South Club. And don't forget to pay, because we got to buy that table. So if you want to sign up, go ahead. And, of course, I'll pass this around to remind you that you did sign up as well. And secondly, Aaron did mention today that Super Citizen at Bradley International, and how cool is that he actually gets to present the certificate to his daughter.
Stand up! Great job!
All right, thank you.
Good morning, optimists!
Good morning!
So, down at the district conference, we gave a little presentation about how the Brain Bowl works. And the Brain Bowl is coming, For those of you who aren't familiar with it, new members and guests, it's kind of like Jeopardy with teams for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. It's a one-day tournament. Most volunteers are needed for half a day. Need at least 135 volunteers at each of our tournaments. We have lots of different jobs, including being a reader. If you want to be a reader, you have to be trained in advance. The dates of the Brain Bowl tournaments are January 12 at Monarch High School in Louisville, January 26 at Heritage High School in Littleton, February 9 at Carson Middle School on the Fort Carson base down in Colorado Springs, and the second annual international championship Brain Bowl tournament, since we're the only district who does one, is February 23rd, again at Douglas County High School in Castle Rock. More information at www.optimistbrainbowl.org, and you can just turn that off.
Well done, Carl.
I'd like to say a couple things about our super citizenship program. It's really in full swing, and there's a lot of people that helped me tremendously, and I'd like them to stand for just a minute. Joe and Bob, my photographers, Wyatt, Greg Young, Mark Goodbody, Tom Ose, please, who else? They're all here. Les Larson as well. We much dependent. I take a lot of credit, and I don't, for being the coordinator of this program, but we're in our 31st year, I understand, and 23,000 kids have benefited from the Super Citizens program. Last year, 740 in our 10 schools. It's a very big program, and I have a lot of people to be thankful for. Secondly, today we have three assemblies, and Joe reminded me, the people that have not participated or seen this in action, I'd like you to come today to one of three places. At 8:30 this morning, you'll get to see Mr. Sisko and Tom Hope there. It's Slavin's, 3000 South Clayton at 8:30. Then we go over to home, and that'll be Donnie Smith and John Stoffel, I believe. And at 3 o'clock, am I right? At Bradley? 3 o'clock at Bradley. Okay. So any of those three places, if you need directions or places, I'd be glad to help you. Yeah. But do come and just see one of them in place. It's really interesting, and it's always a lot of fun. Kids, super. They really appreciate this. Thank you.
Sorry for putting the fear of God in there with you there, Don. But appreciate it. And thank you, everybody who participates in Super Citizen. What a great, great party.
After the Monday night game, I'm ready to make a prediction. I know I haven't, in the first six games, I didn't tell you anything. I didn't want to say it. But now, even... Schechter. What's his first name? Adam Schechter agrees with me. The Broncos are going to the Super Bowl. Put your money on it. Also, I have entertainment books for sale. They're $30, right, Joe?
Yes,
$30. If you want an entertainment book, we've got plenty of them left.
What better way to celebrate the Broncos winning than sitting in front of the TV with a nice bottle of wine? Just a reminder, November 9th, Bradley International is doing their wine tasting. $25 per person. I need to have your money by next week. So if you want to make the checks out to Bradley PTO, I'll collect them. I've got a few more sign-up sheets if anybody needs it. Again, $15 of that $25 goes straight to Bradley. 20% of all wine purchases go straight back to Bradley. So it's a great fundraiser. We get to drink wine, light appetizers. Any questions, just come see me. Thanks.
All right, we're talking Broncos next week, live right here on our stage. Jim Sakamoto, be here. Wear your orange if you want to. You'll answer any kind of questions you want.
Stan?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Bud?
Who's Stan? Who is this Jim?
Can you say his name? Jim Sakamoto.
Okay.
Yes. Jim Sakamoto is their communications director. He has been with the Broncos 45 years, I think it is, something like that. Very good friend of mine. He has a lot of stories to tell. And I think he even has pictures, but anyway, next week he'll be here, so wear your orange and enjoy the show. And by the way, John Marino, turn off the microphone in there.
Thanks, Steve. Say, listen, we know the Brain Bowl is coming, right?
Yeah.
So let's have a little quiz. What date is the Boys and Girls Club Thanksgiving dinner?
What is?
Tuesday.
What date in November? Okay, you guys 15. Failed, but 13. Here it is, right there. November 20th will be the Boys and Girls Club dinner and the Girls Incorporated. So put it on your calendar. We're going to have a great time, a lot of fun. there'll probably be 600 to 700 kids we'll be working with. Thank you.
And there you go.
The Santa House could use a wardrobe to store our suits in. If anybody's got an old one laying around one they don't need, let me know. Also, excuse me? No, that's Ward Law. I'm sorry. We have directories. If you didn't get one, come see me. We passed them out last week, I think, and so they're the brand new directories put out every 6 months. And as always, these are printed courtesy of Doug Morton. So thank you, Doug, for that. And I give my 30 seconds to Bob.
Well, you know, despite the fact that I think those directories are pink, Craig insists they're peach.
For sure. This immediately following the bell, we'll be meeting out in the parking lot, and there'll be about 10 or 11 of us heading down to Canyon City for the Correctional Industries tour. So we'll need a couple of drivers to carpool down, so we'll see you then. And I know you. What has been burning on your mind is that this is not 100% day, but we do, or we did do better than 100% day. We're at 62%.
Okay, thank you. Moving along, Randy, can you come up here and help with this? Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Thompson, past Governor Donna Priester. We're going to do new member inductions and this, move things along here. I'm going to turn this over to past President Randy, who's on top of all this to get it going.
Did you think? I need the sponsors up here. Tom Morrow, please. O.C. Larson.
You.
Don St. John and myself. And I need new members.
Members.
Mike Morrow. Perry Allen, Tom Glazer, JR is right here, and I got, who else?
I might have to check my certificates here.
Excuse me. Yeah. Michael, Perry, Jefferson. Hey, Carl Brown, thank you, Carl. Oh, there you are. Step on up. And membership committee. Where is Mike McMahon?
Wasn't sure if there was room up there.
Oh, yeah.
We're running out of space.
And who is doing this?
John. Top of the piano.
Donna Priester.
I got it, John.
There you go. Now you can start handing stuff out.
I think that's a great idea. Wow. This is great. I love this. This is the best. You guys are doing a great job of recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I may say, this occasion marks the beginning of your opportunity for participating through fellowship and friendship in the activities of your club on behalf of your community. Through your personal service as an optimist, you will have the opportunity to help repay in various ways the debt we all owe for the privilege of living in our community. You will learn the Optimist Creed, which is right there and it's fabulous to live by, and its significance, a genuine challenge to the life of all men and women. You will be inspired by the slogans, friend of youth, and bringing out the best in kids. In all these things, we seek to make our indelible mark on the life, progress, and welfare of our communities, our nation, and especially our kids. But only by your regular attendance at meetings and active participation in your club's activities can you be rewarded with a fuller life and the self-satisfaction that comes to each of us as we serve our community and our youth. We therefore ask, as we admit you to the Fellowship of Optimism, if you too will join our company, our friendship, and our fellowship in efforts to strive toward these objectives. If you do, please answer, I do.
I do, I do. Me too.
I, if you will follow, raise your right hand, please, I'm sorry. Raise your right hand, and If you will sign.
I.
State your name, please.
Aaron.
Do hereby pledge.
Do hereby pledge.
That I will do my best at all times.
That I will do my best at all times.
To live by the Spirit.
To live by the Spirit.
Of the Optimus Creed.
Of the Optimus Creed.
And I also will give.
And I also will give.
Of my time and talents.
Of my time and talents.
As generously as possible.
As generously as possible.
To support the activities of my club.
To support the activities of my club.
And of my district.
And of my district.
And Optimus International.
And Optimus International.
And now, being aware of the responsibilities, opportunities, and privileges available to you as members, on behalf of the officers and members of the Optimus Club of Monaco South, the Colorado-Wyoming District, Optimus International, I am happy to welcome you and offer my hand of gratitude. Thank you.
There's more to it.
There's more to it.
We get the pin.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, exactly right. Yes. All right, sponsors. Yes, sponsors.
Sure.
All right. Be nice. Be nice, sponsors.
Like needles,
and you may present the new member with the new member welcome kit and their pin.
Sure, sweetheart.
And we're pinned now, huh? Going steady?
You want the left or right side?
Right here.
There you go.
That's joining the heart.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Nice. Thank you. That's a $35 pin.
Thank you.
Nice. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir. Wow. All right.
Okay, hold those out.
Thank you.
All right.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right, is this a great group of new members or what?
All right. One more picture.
Picture.
Side.
While they're doing that, is Warren Croson still there?
He had to leave.
Okay, I neglected to give him full credit responsibility. Warren has joined our club as a friend of Optimus.
Gave me one.
Yeah.
And that counts for us.
Scoot in?
Yeah. Are we done?
We're done.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
That's the one that came from OI.
Congratulations.
That's
awesome, man.
Ready?
Congratulations.
Brian Williams and Howdy Fry. Up front, please.
You gave me one.
About this.
I was going to get this time.
Gentlemen, I'm glad you were finally able to make it to a meeting.
Oh, come on.
I know at least you participate in our activities, and that's what counts. But these are tokens of my appreciation for serving on the board during my tenure. Thank you very much.
Sure. Appreciate it.
It's a little presidential twist there, and I think you'll appreciate it. But thank you so much, and my deepest gratitude for your help.
Thank you. On that note, guys. I'd like all current members of the board to stand up, please. I just want a little bit of acknowledgement for the work you're putting in. All current members of the board. Thank you. The past governor's responsibility is to be the district foundation representative, and past governor Donna is going to take a couple minutes and share with us her mission.
Okay, get out that timer. 2 minutes. All right. Here's the thing. As you all know, and you all know, that Optimus International is the key and the foundation, especially the foundation part. That's the 501c3 part of our organization. And I will have to say, it is such an honor to talk to this club, because you all have been so gracious. And I'm filled with gratitude for the contributions and the time and effort that you put in for the foundation. You know, the foundation is really important because, again, that's our 501c3 part. And you all have been more than generous. I think last year, if I remember correctly, $700 toward the foundation and $700 and some to childhood cancer. I mean, wow. I mean, you are right out there. You are a leader for the Optimist International Foundation. I personally want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to your support this year as well. One of the things that I noticed when I got to take over was we had 55 Diamond Day members in our district of over 1,700 people. And I'm thinking, a dime a day? Golly, I can give up French fries for a month and pay a dime a day. I can give up a Starbucks coffee and pay a dime a day. So when we were at the district conference, that gentleman back there with the camera, Mr. St. John, said, are you going to get me some dime a day stuff? And I said, absolutely I am. By the way, do you notice this somewhere? Yep, fabulous pin. Yeah, this is a fabulous pin for a dime a day. And so that's only $36.50. So that's really great for
except
the year.
Leap year.
You know, we are even not counting leap year.
Oh, you guys are great.
Are we great? Yeah, you don't even have to pay that extra 10 cents. Anyway, the thing that is exciting is that this does go to help. It helps clubs with grants. It helps run our whole organization because that's where people get their tax exempt. And you know, the things that they do for us are wonderful. Like if you go out to an organization and you ask for money and they donate money to our cause and it goes through your pass-through account or it goes into your program account, the exciting part is they take care of all the IRS stuff. We don't have to, so that's exciting. So there's so many things. Have you gone onto the Optimist International website and seen all the things that they do for presidents and secretary treasurers and so forth? That is, they help pay for that. So lots of great things that go on. Yes, sir, I saw your hand up.
How do you collect that dime a day?
How do I? I'm glad you asked. I have, and by the way, I want you to notice, I ran out, and I've ordered more, but I ran out of the official, or the ones that have color. Okay, you see, like for instance, Century Circle, which is $100 for the year, and you can be a part of the Century Circle, and that's a wonderful thing, and I'm meeting some of those with Don, but also the dime a day, and because I ran out, I made my own heading here, and I just want you to know that I saved a lot of money doing that. So, you know, I think that's part of our job, too, is saving a little money. I'm going to leave the dime a day things here with you. I'd love to have every one of you just give up a dime a day. And I think we will make our goal. Our goal this year is around 18,000. Thank you very much for letting me have this time.
Thank you, Donna. Well, how about that? We actually are right on time, and if you don't mind the fact that we didn't get to camaraderie, but you can do that afterwards. Thank you for your attention today. We had a ton of things to get through. We had some wonderful people to be inducted and to talk with us. And Donna, thank you so much. And I would like to do something. We have little gifts for our speakers, but we also have gifts for our new members, our friends of Optimist who drove so far to come be with us today. So Donna, with our creed on the back, and Sharon, quiet, humble, Sharon.
Welcome to our club.
Woo! Dr. Bob, do we have a drawing?
We have a drawing.
Woo-hoo. How much is in the drawing?
$50. Oh,
Queen of Clubs.
Queen of Clubs.
You might explain the rules.
The rules are you, whoever draws the ticket, which will be the previous winner, reads the last three numbers, and if that
is the ticket you purchased. You can either choose from the money cup, or you can take a shot at winning $50 from the pot, and two people are maximum two drawing from the card. Whew. All right.
I understand completely.
090
Hey, right
here.
Hey. Big money. Big money. All right.
Zero.
Yes.
92
Thank you very much.
092
Carlson?
Carlson, who hasn't
won in a month. Thank you, Don. 106.
Right here. Sterling. Oh, he's going after 50. Okay. Queen of...
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Patrick,
put your cup away.
All right. Andy likes challenges.
Not that one. Oh,
easy.
Not that one.
This one's on the ball.
Go.
Loser, yay!
Stir him up, man. Stir him up.
I just want to pick over it. 053
Thank you very much.
Hey! Carl gets Richard.
Right, zero.
Yes.
Six. Eight.
Oh, yeah, that's a good number.
Last one.
Okay. How about 138?
No, you didn't read that. Oh, 138. That's
And if you're wearing your name badge.
Ron lost.
And your name is not Bryce Slayton, but is Scott Walker?
Yeah.
Where are you, Scott?
Does he have his name badge on?
Got your name badge on? Oh, it's lost.
Oh.
Yeah, we heard that one before. Ron Gustus.
Yeah,
birthday boy.
Did Ron go to the hole today?
Not that one, man. Oh.
All right, the pot survives and grows. By the way, and I know you're all honest folks in this room, but I just heard Scott say he can't find his badge, and Perry and Tom went over to get their badges this morning, and they weren't in there. So I'm not sure if there's a black market on eBay, but so I guess, John?
Mine wasn't there either.
Wow!
He's going to take a moment and they forget it.
You think it's operator error?
Yeah. No, there's value in selling these, really.
Okay, I'm going to ask our dear friend Annette Cohen to lead us in the creed.
Yeah.
To be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all your friends feel that there is something in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. To think only the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. To forget the mistakes of the past, and press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times, and give every degree to be a smile. to give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too old for anger, too strong for fear,
too happy to do it.
Trouble.